This week on Life Matters, we've been hearing from people who provide foster care for children who can't live with their parents. Today, we meet a woman who, regardless of the stress, finds herself taking in more and more children. She's a gal who can't say no when she hears about a young person needing a home. And a reminder, we won't use names to protect the privacy of both the carers and the children living with them.
No, I'm not retired because I've got 4 children living here. But yes, sort of retired, but just do foster care as my job now.
Is it hard to raise children that aren't your own?
It's really hard at times. Really, really hard. You have that many different issues with them. They're all so, so different. And every child, I have 4 little boys at the moment, and I've got to treat them all so different. Yes, it is hard, really hard work sometimes, yes.
And these kids are coming from broken homes or difficult backgrounds. What sort of things are different? Like, what sort of things do you have to do differently to raise them properly?
It depends on the child. One little boy's come and he's been abused, so I'd have to treat him differently to another little boy that's got a really violent temper. You have to try and keep cool with him. Then you've got another little boy that tells lies, so that's a different story again, and he steals. And then you have another little person that comes along with autism, so you treat that one differently again. So it's up to the individual child who, you know, what you've got to do.
Do you have any say in who comes? Like, do you get to choose which children come to live here?
Well, yeah, you can make a choice because you'll get a phone call and they'll ask you, like, a little person they were bringing, they rang and said, was a little person coming from locally that mum didn't want him? And we said, yeah, but you don't know what they're going to be like until you put them in your house. And then the other 2 little guys I've got, that was a breakdown of placements somewhere else, and they asked me would I take them, which is like, I think it's like emergency respite. So you've had them 12 months now, both of those boys, yes.
So that was an emergency. Was that meant to be for a couple of weeks or something like that?
I don't know if it was a couple of weeks, but one's been 12 months and one's been 10 months. So, oh, yeah, I think it can go up to 2 years.
Do you think you get taken advantage of if there's nowhere for them to go?
Yes, I do think you're taken advantage of because they're saying that at the moment that docs are looking for carers because it's hard to place teenagers. Some people won't take the adolescents. They just refuse to have them in their house, and everybody always wants to take the littlies. And I think the teenagers going through puberty and, you know, hormones are racing. Yeah, I think it's really hard with those ones, yes.
So what have been some of the hardest situations you've found yourself in looking after kids?
Did have a little girl here, right? That was really hard, and I think the little girl had been sexually abused. It was one of my hardest cases. I had to let that little girl go on to someone else and has gone to a lady on her own. There were sexual issues, touching my husband, right, shutting herself into the glass doors. Docs had to replace the glass doors. We had to put safety glass in, kicked the front doors, broken all the glass in the house. That was probably my difficult case. And when the little girl went out the door, it was a big relief for us both. It was very, very hard. That was the hardest one I ever had in my house. But he's gone with a lady now. He's going fine. Fine. And that's a really nice story to hear back.
Is it difficult when you have to give up on a child?
It is a difficult choice because I think sometimes you blame yourself, right? And depends on your caseworker and what your caseworker makes you feel, that sometimes I think you do blame yourself a bit because you think, oh, look, I'm doing a good job, I'm pretty good, but why is this child not responding to me and what we're doing with them? And, yes, I do think you feel sort of let down and you think, oh, gee, why couldn't I manage that child? But I do think there's children goes into some people's places that some person could really deal with that child really well. Whereas another child, you come in, you just bond with it. Absolutely fantastic. Another child comes in, you think, gee, I'm never going to cope with this child. Oh, yes, I think there's personality things as well.
Why do you feel compelled to foster care?
There's something, oh dear. I just still like doing it. As much as it's really hard, I still like doing it. Yeah, and you'll be, it'd be just someone down the street will say to you, gee, your boys are good. You know what I mean? And teachers, Yeah, like this week we get a phone call to say that the boys have been accepted into a Rockerstead vet at the school. Little people who come who tell lies and they steal, that stops. Another little guy that come that couldn't shower himself, he couldn't wash his hair properly, he couldn't clean his teeth properly. Yes, just the changes. And the two latest little guys, them playing sports to achieve, to do really well. Getting championships for swimming and running and all that. They couldn't do any of that.
How long are the children usually in care before you start to see changes in their behaviour?
Sometimes you can have them 6 months and they're really good, and then all of a sudden there'll be massive changes and you think, uh-oh, that was the honeymoon period, that's all over, so, you know, cop this. Some kids you see it straight away, but then some kids it takes 5 years to see changes. Depends on how they are when they come in and if they've been with another carer or they've just come into care. But, oh, you know, you can see changes in some of the little tots. Do you know what I mean? How they've come and they've really withdrawn and then they're really happy. They're really happy sometimes after 2 weeks. Yes.
How's the last week been in this house?
How's the last week been? Oh, geez, I wish you wouldn't ask me that question. Well, we've had holidays, very difficult. Only one went to camp. I do believe they all should go to camp. We're exhausted. We're tired. Back to high school. It's been full on this week. We've had one very difficult one this week and we are exhausted, absolutely exhausted this week.
And you can't escape it.
Can't escape it. And this is where I say, I've got to laugh at the caseworkers. It'll be all right, but they don't know. It's 24/7. It doesn't matter how good your caseworker is, they don't live here. They don't know what it's like.
What sort of role do the caseworkers play? Is it a big one or just a little one?
I think it's a big role. I think if you're having a child that's really misbehaving and you have a caseworker comes out and backs you, and I understand that the caseworkers have got to be for the children, but sometimes they need to come out and have a talk to the children. It makes a big, big role. But if they come out and say, oh, well, you know, oh, that makes it really hard for you. A big role. If they back you and they know what you're feeling and what you're going through, helps you out tremendously.
Do you think all caseworkers should be made to foster children themselves before they do the job so that they can completely understand what you're going through?
Oh, yes, I do think they should have children and a difficult child, not a care child, a care plus one, right, in their home, right, or a child with special needs, even if they do it for a month, right, just to know exactly what it's like.
How long do you think you'll keep doing this for?
Well, I have got two little boys here, at least another, how long is it? What are they, 12? At least another 6 years, because we've taken them through till 18. I don't know, it depends. I think the most important thing here is that your health, if your health can continue. But those two boys, I would like to see that I could take them through, and maybe they might still be here when they're 20, 22. We were sort of hoping that maybe they moved on at 18. We might be lucky enough for them to join the Navy or the Army or something, and they just call in now and then. But no, I think we'd keep doing it. The best part of having foster care is 8:30 of a night when they're all going to bed and there's nothing after 8:30. There's no drinks, there's no toilets, there's nothing. Everything shuts down at 8:30 and we do as well.
Julie Kimberley talking there with a foster carer who's committed for the long haul. Tomorrow on Life Matters, in the final interview in the series, what it's like to foster someone you're actually related to. Very heartfelt interview coming up tomorrow on the show. This is Life Matters on ABC Radio National. And remember the website if you want to respond to anything you hear, abc.net.au/rn/Life Matters.